8. She got the same jolt she had gotten in the past when in the presence of Wilson Cromartie. She refused to call it a thrill, even though she knew that's exactly what it was, at least if she was being totally honest with herself. She still thought about him a lot, probably too much. Cheating on Michael with him, the one and only time she had ever done that, defenseless against the urge to do it, was the worst thing she had ever done. Granddaddy of them all. The sin she knew she would take with her to her grave. One no penance, no amount of Hail Marys and Our Fathers could get her out from under. Devout Catholic Molly Crane. Except for one night. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. The only three people who knew about it were in Jesse's office now. Molly made sure she shut the door behind her. Wilson, she said.
Deputy Chief Crane, Crow said. Is bullshit your standard greeting now?
For you it is, she said. She saw that all of his focus was on her. It felt like high school to her in that moment, talking to the bad boy on whom she'd had a secret crush. But she was going to be goddamned if she was going to show him that. Unless he could still see all the way inside of her, all the way to her secrets.
Nice to hear you've been making friends in town, Molly said.
Eavesdropping? Crow said.
Always, Jesse said. Crow's face was impassive. He changes his expression about as often as Jesse does, Molly thought. She'd been in Crow's presence only a handful of times in her life. It just felt like more.
So you know why I'm here, Crow said.
I know why you say you're here, Molly said.
His eyes were still on her.
Saying I'm lying?
Only to stay in practice, she smiled. Were you practicing on Kate O'Hara?
You're still a bad, bad girl, Crow said.
Woman, Jesse said, a badass woman. And second in command to the chief of police. If Crow didn't notice Jesse's change in tone, the snap in his words, Molly did.
Just reminding you to watch your mouth, Jesse said to Crow now.
You got history with us, Crow. But that doesn't mean you have any standing. Crow turned to look at him.
Is this an official interrogation? Crow said.
Ask Molly, Jesse said.
We'll need to check your story with Kate, she said.
Do what you have to do, Crow said.
You really thought she might be able to help you with Neil? Molly said. They haven't been living together for a while.
Like people say, Crow said.
Woman behind the man.
What people still say that, Jesse said.
Did you see Neil as some kind of threat to Billy's interests? Molly said. Even Neil had to know he couldn't stop this thing.
Billy described him as being increasingly difficult, Crow said. I asked his wife if she knew why. She said she didn't. I left. Now, here we all are.
Anything else you can think of that might be helpful? Jesse said.
To me or you? Crow said.
You decide, Jesse said. Crow smiled again and stood.
We're done here, he said.
For now, Jesse said.
See you around, Molly said.
Look forward to it, Crow said, and left.
I thought that went well, Jesse said.
I told you once already today, Molly said. Don't start with me.
Furthest thing from my mind.
I mean it, Molly said.